Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
Tim Ross, Casey Cunningham, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, Casey. Great to see you.
It is great to see you too. Let me start by saying first, thank you for your partnership and for just your trust and confidence in us. And it's a blessing. And so this will be a fun interview.
Well, you're welcome. It's been a long time partnership and we've benefited greatly. So thank you very much.
Oh, outstanding. Well, all right. So I exist to helpfully impact others and interviewing executives like yourself who are impacting others by running an organization, and you've got employees and people that report to you. And I know we just all went through an unprecedented year and a lot of things have shifted in all of our world. I'm just sort of curious today, what is your greatest priority that you're working on at the company?
Well, Jay, in terms of my biggest priority is really strategic direction of the company, strategic direction of the business, and to do my best to try and set that strategic direction and to work through the management team to ensure that it's being carried out. That certainly is our biggest challenge. And then right behind that is growing an aligned management team, that everybody understands what our goals and objectives are for the coming year. We break it out quarter by quarter and meet regularly to ensure that we've got that alignment with one another.
Sure, sure. Yeah, we run our company today, what we call the 12-week plan, right? Quarter by quarter. And when you chunk it down, it makes it very achievable. Absolutely. And keeps you focused. So how often today, Tim, based on everything that's happened over the past year, we're starting to get back into, I'm going to call some routines. Mm-hmm. How often do you meet with your entire company and or your leadership team?
So the second one first, the leadership team meets on a weekly basis. We do an operating committee meeting every Wednesday morning for 90 minutes. And at that time, we go through all of our KPIs. We look at our metrics on a department by department basis. We use just a red, yellow, green color system to suggest that we are tracking towards our stated goals for the year or for the whatever the period may be, maybe for the quarter, and to identify it as we're on track, we're going sideways, or we need some help. So we meet on a weekly basis doing that. That meeting will take us through KPIs. We take a look at our annual goals. We take a look at our quarterly goals. And then we identify things for what we call IDS. It's either identify, discuss, and solve. We'll identify our most challenging issues of the minute. We sort of vote on them. And then we will work to try and solve as best we can with the time that we have left. That goes on every week for 90 minutes on Wednesday mornings. Now, on a monthly basis, we meet the entire team. We have what we call a huddle. It's the second Tuesday of every month. And at the huddle, we will work through a number of different things. It starts with anniversaries and birthdays. We want to recognize those long-term members of the staff and also recognize that people are going to have a special day during the course of the month, as well as any new team members that may have joined us. That's always at the top of the meeting. But we use them to take a look at how we performed in the most recent month just closed. Again, we review our goals for both the year and for the quarter, and we set our bogey for the month in terms of what we're looking for as closed production is concerned. And beyond that, it's a time to update one another, to recognize performance, to talk about announcements, that kind of thing. But that's once a month, second Tuesday of every month.
Wonderful. So now
that's some people call it the cuddle.
The cuddle? I like the that. Cuddle. So you cuddle them up. Well, when you think about, you know, we are sort of a product of our cultures are getting created right now from a distance.
Sure.
And so how do we preserve it, right? Being really intentional. Is there anything that you do specifically in the company that's culture driven beyond your meetings today?
So, I mean, the things that we will work to talk about when we do have a chance to meet, whether it's in the operating committee as a group of managers, or it may be in the huddle or the cuddle, depending on your point of view, is to talk about our core values. And beyond that, Those Tuesdays, those second Tuesdays of every month, are orientations for new employees. Anybody that's joined us in the earlier period would go through the orientation on that particular Tuesday. At that time, we talk about our core values. We work through those with all the new employees. We talk about our purpose, why we're here, why it's important, why what we do is important. And then we've got some other things called strategic anchors that are also just part of who we are and how we operate. Throughout the course of the month, inside of our system, we encourage shout outs. And that's really catching people in the act of doing right. And so because Angela just, you know, went above and beyond and took care of a customer, maybe took care of an issue that I had. And I'm so grateful for her attention and participation, we'll send a shout out. It goes to the entire company. And we try and tie those shout outs to either a core value or one of our strategic anchors. And then what typically follows is congrats to Angela. What a great job. Fantastic. And so on. So people join in and compliment the individual on, you know, whatever it was that caused them to get that kind of recognition.
I love that, Tim. I'm writing it down over here. I got to tell you.
Good.
So we do a thing on Mondays, but I like your shout outs better because it's organic and it happens real time during the week. Right.
You bet.
Very, very cool. So do you mind sharing your core values?
Sure. Core values, if you were part of the orientation today, I have an opportunity to speak to you about the four core values that we practice here at Ross. And it starts with we're hardworking. And hardworking doesn't mean that we just are banging our heads against the wall and working, you know, all hours of the day and night. It means that we work smart and that we work collaboratively and that we work until the promise to the customer is kept. Okay. That's working hard at Ross Mortgage. Number two, we're knowledgeable. We work with companies like Zinnix, as an example, to help better train our people. We do internal training. We outsource training because we know that the more knowledgeable we are, all of us, the better job we can do on behalf of our customers. So number two is that we're knowledgeable. The third is that we're helpful. Right. Because we know that not everybody can qualify for financing at a particular moment in time. So we want to be helpful. Even if they can't be served at this moment, we want to put them on a track to find homeownership if, in fact, that's the right thing for them to do. And of course, that leads to the fourth and last of the four core values. And that is not only do we do things right, we do the right thing. We do the right thing for one another and for the people that we serve. Not everybody should have home ownership. We never want to put somebody in a situation that isn't the right one for them or that could cause them difficulty at another time. So not only do we do it right, we do the right thing. So those are our four core values.
I love that. Do you mind? Okay. First of all, thank you for the shout out. Strategic anchors. What are those?
So strategic anchors are a little bit more fun. We bump up against these things when we're working with one another. They include things like we are one, right? That examples are lived daily, right? That we do things right and we do the right thing. That's also a strategic anchor. Are part of what we call strategic anchors, and we use those when we work with one another, work with our customers as well.
So when you look at how your company has become where it is today, if I was new and you were talking to me and I'm a recruit, let's just put me in, and you wanted to describe what your company is like. I just heard core values and strategic anchors.
Sure. I like to, we're small. I mean, we are a traditional mortgage banking company using a very traditional model with outside salespeople, loan officers, going into the real estate community, financial services professionals. We covet the closed client base. We're an agency seller, but we've chosen not to service. So we do covet that closed client base, stay close to them, and do the job for them in a way that causes them to come back and see us again in the future, to refer others to us because we want them to say, Casey, if you need a loan, you need to go see Tim at Ross because they did a great job for me. The whole concept of the customer experience that's so talked about today. Mm-hmm. Critically important to us that all of the touch points along the way that people would call customer service are completed and monitored and tracked in such a way that at the end of the day, you'll have an experience that causes you to do what I said a moment ago. Come back, see us again, refer us, and so on. It's part of our DNA. It's who we've always been. It's part of our culture. And it's how it is that that we have been successful over these many years, and look to use it as a as part of a strategic approach to the future. And that is the delivering a level of service to the customer and an experience that caused them to come back, see us, and refer others to us.
Now, Tim, how did you get where you are today? Because, I mean, when you look at, you know, I've been doing this 30-something years, quite a bit. Can you sort of give me a snapshot of how you got to where you are?
Sure, sure. Well, the funny short story is that I'm second-generation mortgage banker. My dad was in the business, and growing up as a kid, I never really knew exactly what he did. So after I got out of college, I found my way into the mortgage banking business and learned from the back office to the street, and then back in the office again, what mortgage banking was all about. He had been running a company that was sold, and we came together and formed Ross Mortgage. So we were just a little two-person startup many years ago. And today we are an agency seller and licensed in 14 states, and originating mortgages is our primary and only business. We are strictly a residential originator.
Wow. So dad you into it. You never thought you were going to do this, or you did?
I didn't. I didn't know what he did. He'd come home with these bluebacks and look at houses, and people would say, "What's your dad doing?" You could say, "Well, he's a lawyer, or he's a fireman, or whatever." And you get a vision in your mind, and they'd say, "What's your dad doing?" I say, "He's a mortgage banker." And what's that? And I go, I don't know,
but that's what he tells me. I know. You should ask my children. Ask my kids what I do for a living, and they're like, "Mortgages." I'm like, "Okay, we'll go with that."
Close enough.
Oh my goodness! So now, are you going to pass this legacy on to your children?
Well, my sister is in the business with me. My son is in the business. He is not working for Ross. He works for a competitor in another state where we're not licensed, but we're working on that. We'd like to see him join Ross Mortgage.
That is wonderful. So I'll end with this quick question. It's an easy one. I'm going to say you have a lot of wisdom about leadership by now. What are the top three attributes that you look for in a leader that would work for you?
Let me think about this for a minute. You know, in terms of leadership, one of the things that I would always suggest is that you hold a mirror up to yourself. I mean, you need to be an example to others, and you need to make sure that the way in which you're operating, the way in which you act, and the sort of the reputation that you reflect to others is the one that you want to see reflected. It's the one that you would want to see if you were viewing it. So I think that sort of looking in the mirror is a great way to sort of test my leadership and to make sure that I'm acting in a way that is, I guess, appropriate for what it is we want to do. I think another significant attribute for leadership is the ability to listen. I think that it's a learned trait, because so many of us in conversation are thinking about what it is we have to say, rather than really listening to what other people have to say. Sometimes you have to recognize, I've got a really strong opinion about this, and I need to set that aside in order to really hear what other people say. And I think that one other attribute of being a great leader is the person who speaks last. Because if you'll speak last, you'll make sure that you've heard what other people have to say. You can read the room. You know what the most important things are and the best way to address what it is that's being said.
What great advice. Speak last. Then you'll know you actually listened.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I so appreciate just this little bit of time. Hopefully you'll agree to come back. I'd love to interview you again. I think you got a lot of wisdom to share and great insight. I love hardworking, knowledgeable, helpful, and do the right thing. You do all of that in an organization, you'll win every time.
You bet.
You got it. Well, listen, thanks again, Tim, and have a blessed day. And I know we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zenix.com/inside the mortgage mind.